Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hi, nice to be back. Okay, so as I mentioned to Maureen before we started to put this on the air, is I did go to see a movie this week. The variety of English films. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, but I will talk about what's playing currently at the Maison de Cinema in English, and the one that does look kind of fun, although maybe not for someone in my demographic, is the SpongeBob movie. It's a new SpongeBob movie, and I love it. The title in French is Bob l'Éponge, and I just think it's so much funnier than SpongeBob. So Bob l'Éponge is playing in, there's showings in English and showings in French, which is good. And it's called Sponge on the Run. And I did watch, I think I mentioned last week, I did watch the previews, and it really looks cute. Really, if I had a small child with me, I would definitely go and see this movie. Other movies that are playing in English, or as of Friday, there's a movie that I think the theater has gotten a little bit mixed up. I'm sure it's an old movie called Crash, and yet they don't have it listed as being a special movie, which is where they've been describing the older movies that they're showing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an old movie, and it is in again, as far as I can tell, it's in, there are showings in both French and English. It's an English movie. It's a Canadian movie by David Cronenberg. It's a very, very unusual, unsettling film, which I saw a number of years ago. And I think I've seen it on TV since then. But it's one of the older ones. And as one of the older ones, I think they are charging $5. For entrance, as opposed to the usual fee to get into the movies. If you are a Cronenberg fan, he's an odd guy, and he makes very odd movies, and this is one of the odder ones. So, you know, give it a shot. Other movies that are playing in the, again, in English, we have a new one, well, new as of last week, with Russell Crowe, called Unhinged, about Russell Crowe plays a driver who is having a very bad day, and it suddenly gets much worse, and he goes on a rampage. This is what I can tell from the previews. It's not the kind of movie that I would make a beeline to go and see, so I haven't. other movies that are in English are the two oldies but goodies. One is The Hobbit, big budget, big screen required. Definitely worth a look-see, especially if you haven't seen it. And seeing it in the theater is kind of the only way to do it. Another one in that same category is Inception, which is, I believe it's another Christopher Nolan movie. And they are always excellent and always very creative and very imaginative. And again, needs a big screen. So Inception, with, among others, Leonardo DiCaprio, is one that you might want to put on your list of movies to see in English. And coming soon, well, soon meaning next week, not this week, coming on the 26th, just check on it, 26th, which is Wednesday, I believe. Yep, August 26th, there is a brand new Christopher Nolan movie coming out in English called Tenet, T-E-N, and the N is, anyway, the last two letters, T-E-N-E-T, and they're always printed upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks like a very interesting movie. You know, you have to like sci-fi, and it has, interestingly, because it's so new, it hasn't really been released. The release date has been changed a number of times. So it will only be released, as I said, on the 26th when it comes to our local theater. So there are no critics' opinions about this, and there's no audience opinion. So it's a little hard to know, but it is apparently. I've read that it is the actor who plays the central character, and who is again, interestingly, Denzel Washington's son.
Oh wow!
His name is Michael David Washington, I believe, and he is John David Washington. It's his second big role in a movie. His first one he did was last year's Black Klansman, and that was an excellent film, and he did a very good job. So he's got the starring role in this new big budget kind of sci-fi futuristic movie, which will open here on Wednesday the 26th. So I will definitely go and see that, and that mm-hmm. will be a week when I have something to talk about.
Right. So that's a new movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a new movie. A new movie Tenet, and here on the Rotten Tomatoes site, it says, armed with only one word, Tenet, and fighting for the survival of the entire world, the protagonist journeys through a twilight world of international espionage on a mission that will unfold in something beyond real time. So that might give you kind of an idea mm-hmm. of what it is. It's described as science fiction, fantasy, action, adventure, mystery, and suspense. It's got a whole lot of different ways to describe it. And if you have a chance and you go online and look at the trailer, it gives you a really good sense of what you're in for. Yeah, so it looks good. Looks like one that I would enjoy, and lots of other people would enjoy too.
Mm.
So that's, and in reality, that's the only thing that's happening. So according to the website, there are going to be no new English movies locally. It's sort of like they're rolling out one a week or one every 2 weeks. So the next one is in October.
Okay.
just not so many movies coming out in English.
No.
Later in September, there's one called The King's Man, which looks fun. There's another one end of November, and there's a 007 movie coming at the end of November. In December, there's a new Top Gun movie. So as things go, they go. But right now, it's, as I say, slim pickings. You know, we're down from having two or three or more English movies playing every week to kind of a handful, mm-hmm. less than a handful.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, it is fun to sit in the theater. It's a very COVID-wise, it's very safe. There's almost no one in theater with you, and they've got they give you some instruction about how to space yourself out in the theater. So it's, again, very, it strikes me as a very safe way to spend an evening or an afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, not much more I can say. There's movies, of course, there's always movies playing on the streaming services, in particular Amazon Prime and Apple TV and Netflix. There's the Disney Channel, that's part of Amazon Prime. Anyway, there's just lots of movies that, if you are prepared to spend some money on a monthly basis and get the streaming services, there's all kinds of movies that you can see. And occasionally, they're quite new. There are some movies that have arrived on Netflix that are that have never been shown in theaters, and they're there sort of as a kind of a first run. And a lot of them are very good. Several have been nominated four and one Academy Award. So don't discount Netflix as a source of quality and recent films.
Okay, that's good advice.
I think that's all I have to say about this. I will, depending on when we do the interview, I may have a chance to have seen this new movie, Tenet.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on when I talk to you.
Problem.
We can do okay. That, yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, okay. Have a great week, and as one of the reviewers says, you know, see you at the movies.
Okay, well, thanks again, Melanie. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye.